Phil, I asked a question at the 2006 annual meeting about the book value of our investments in our various satellites as opposed to the prevailing market value. And you said at the time you were quite happy and the gap between book value and market value has increased favourably in recent times. Now, you've reaffirmed this forecast today of a net profit of $750 million for the full year. The market seems pleased. The stock's up 3.5% this morning to $12.70. Now, as an investor in... I'm an investor in BBC, BBW, EBB, EBI, BBI, BBP and the rest of them. And I'm down about, on average, sort of 40% on most of those investments. Most of them are trading at big discounts to NTA. And you've been topping up your investments in some of them, such as EBB. So my question is, what is the current position of the market value of all of these investments in these listed funds that can be valued on a daily basis versus the book value? Because we've seen with the recent Macquarie result that they've taken a $300 million write-down on their investments in their various real estate trusts. So I'm wondering about the sustainability of this $750 million profit prediction and whether that assumes that we'll actually have some book losses that we're not booking in terms of particularly things like the BBP share price, which has tanked over the past week. So what is the current state of play, book value versus market value?
I think the current state of play is about $100 million in aggregate market value below carrying value, maybe 120 in the funds. The our policy is clear. It's driven by accounting standards. When we were in a position where there was a significant surplus, we didn't write that to profit. We continued to carry those assets at the underlying net asset value of the funds. And we continue to do that. That's what we're required to do. Obviously, in the case of each of the funds, the board, the auditors of the fund, which aren't our auditors, we have a policy of having different auditors at the fund level to our auditors, review the carrying value of those assets every 6 months, and to the extent they're written down, then we write down our pro rata share. We have certainly taken account in our guidance of where we expect those write-downs could occur. For example, and it was good to see you 2 days in a row, Stephen, yesterday EBB flagged that it may, not that it's a fund, but it is an equity accounted investment, may write down the value of its management rights. We have, in our guidance, taken a view on what that might be and its impact on us, for example. BBP, we believe strongly in the underlying value of those assets, and we think that will be evidenced by events over the next couple of months. We will continue to monitor all of those investments and look at, you know, what is a fair carrying value. Certainly, we have no problem in terms of our guidance with what we see as likely outcomes over the current 12 months. We've certainly taken it into account.